At 6:06, it is fair and 48 degrees in Tulsa, on our way to 78. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Public safety is a big issue with the Tulsa mayoral candidates. Incumbent Dewey Bartlett and challenger, former Mayor Kathy Taylor, debated before the Tulsa Kiwanis Club at lunchtime yesterday as part of the KWGS Kiwanis Lunch Debate Series. Mayor Bartlett touted his public safety record.
Had a situation where the previous administration had stopped police and fire academies. Helicopters had been grounded. Lights were turned off. We turned all that around. We treated everybody fairly. We didn't show favorites. That's probably why the unions have decided to endorse my opponent, because they know they get a better deal from her.
Taylor responded,
"Never played political games with Tulsa's public safety. I was forced to lay off 21 cops, and I ran to Washington, D.C., and I got an interim grant to bring 18 back of them back to work before they ever missed a day of work."
You may hear that entire debate this morning on Studio Tulsa. It begins at 11:30. If you can't hear it then, it will be replayed tonight at 7:30 here on KWGS. Tulsa's school superintendent will be staying on the job a while longer. The school board voted to extend the contract of Dr. Keith Ballard until at least June of 2015. Ballard addressed reporters after the announcement.
"We're making a lot of progress. We've made a lot of progress over the last 5 years. I'm excited about the initiatives, particularly our TLA initiative."
He also expects a bond issue proposal to come out to voters sometime next year. A new contract to provide medical care for Tulsa jail inmates is signed.
"It will cost more, but the deal includes improved services for those with mental health issues and a telemedicine component that should save money. Tulsa County Purchasing Director Linda Durrell helped negotiate the $3.6 million contract with Armour Correctional Health. She says it addresses the growing number of inmates with mental health problems."
"We're going to be able to address the mental health issues that these inmates have more quickly and make sure that they get on their psychotropic drugs as quickly as possible. So it's going to be a real benefit."
The new contract goes into effect November 1st. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
Oklahoma U.S. Senator Jim Inhofe is hospitalized in Tulsa. The 79-year-old underwent quadruple bypass surgery at St. John's. Tulsa's trash and recyclables collector dedicates the largest CNG refueling station in Oklahoma. New Solutions built the facility because its contract with the city requires the company's trucks to run on compressed natural gas. Blue Energy Fuels is a partner in the depot at 41st and Galveston. President Tom Sewell says Tulsa's newest fueling station is for fleet vehicles only.
"That's why it's tucked back into this commercial property. Now, we have plans to, on the other side of the fence, open up a complete public refueling center. But, you know, there's a lot of property and a lot of things, hoops you have to jump through."
The CNG station has 62 slow fill slots and 2 quick fill slots. Another honor for Tulsa's BOK Center. Pollstar Magazine ranked the Tulsa Arena number 18 in the nation for ticket sales this year. Oklahoma health officials are beginning to offer flu shots at county health departments throughout the state. However, state epidemiologist Dr. Christy Bradley says there are other things you can be doing.
"And those things, of course, are washing hands, covering coughs and sneezes, and most importantly, staying home from work or school if you are ill with a fever and cough.
Flu vaccinations are recommended for anyone over the age of 6 months. Our weather forecast, sunny and very pleasant, 78 for a high, clear, cool tonight, 49 for an overnight low. National Weather Service radar is all clear. It is now fair in 48. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.